Kalim Perchovez Mishnadal. Kise Shel Kalo Shenitlu Chifuyov. This was a special type of chair that was used for a kalo. They still have them today. For a kalo to sit on by the chasna. Shenitlu Chifuyov was taken off the pieces that stick up on the side that are the armrests or the place that she leans on. Beshame Mitamim. The Etzim Kli is still Roy Loshevis Olov. Beisol Mitarin Lamaisa doesn't have that surah of a shimush of a kala, royally yeshiva by design, yeah, but it's a kala's chair, and it's not going to be used anymore for a kala. So mela, it's mafkir etzem shem. That's a shvira on the etzem shem hakli. Shammai oimer af malbin shel kisei. Shammai is a tesefes weiter than beis shammai. It would sound from the mishnah like beis shammai argues. But listen how Shammai says it. Shammai Azokin held like this. Af Malbin Shel Kisei. Malbin, remembers like a square brick. So what it means over here is the cushion that goes on the Kisei Shel Kalo. There's the chair itself, which is decorative. It stands tall, it stands high. It has the chifuyim on the side for armrest, lanoi, lekoboit. And then there's the actual cushion that the Kalo sits on. The cushion itself, even if the chair is broken, but the cushion itself is royally yeshiva. So by definition, the chair is also royally yeshiva, even though it's not now oimid lehishtamshus lenoy lekovid of the kala by her chasna. That's the chiddush of Beis Shammai's geboit on this Shammai. Ken zayin that Beis Shammai would argue on Shammai's tesefes chiddush, but the chair itself, Lamai says, yeah, royally yeshiva. And Beis Hillel argues on that. According to Beis Hillel, there's a shvira here because it's mafkia, the shame, yeshiva shel kala. By the way, we'll have to see in Perchov Gimel, Mishneh Dalid, about the Shittas over there, of a Kisei HaKalo, what does it mean that it's Mekabel Tumah? Is it a Kli? Or it's Mekabel Tumah's Medris? Which is a Tumah Yosef Chamur, that we'll see over there. But those are the Shittas over here. Now that's Pashut L'Moshel. If Beis Hillel would take a broken Kisei Shel Kalo, and somebody would be Miyachet at Li Yeshiva Shar B'nei Odom, then of course it would be Mekabel Tumah. Shaul's over here that he's not. He's planning on fixing it. Shaul's whether it still retains its status as a something that's oimid lishtamshus. Now the Mishnah goes by. Kisei shekvoi by revo. This is a seat. Remember we had areva in the previous parak, a big industrial areva where they knead dough. So you're talking about a bakery and they're kneading hundreds of pounds of bread. So there's a seat in the, and the seat is used to put the loaves on or to put the dough on. And the person took a regular chair and he put it into the areva. Now it's oimid not for somebody to sit on, obviously, in the middle of the areva. It's oimid for usage of the dough that's being made over there. Beis Shammai mitamim. Beis Shammai holds the chair as a chair. It's mitamim tumas moishav azov. Even though batsim now it's not oimid li yeshiva, about chair like the chair. It sounds like the same machlokes just like we just had a second ago. The cheftza of a chair is a cheftza of a chair. I right now it's in Narev and it's not going to be oimid li yeshiva in the Shkenaf Kamino. The cheftza of a chair like Beisil Matarin, Beisil is Mitaher because it's mafkir, the shame chair. Could be, by the way, that's still a shame kli because you're using it for putting down dough on it. But it's not a cheftza of a chair. The cheftza of a zach, even if it's the same thing, it's not oimid for that specific shimush anymore, it's mafkir that shem. Shammai oimer af ha'osubo. Even the chair, which is made l'chatchila to be mechuba la'arevo, is also roi l'kabel tumas medris, because Lamai says it has the design of a chair. So this is the same nekuda. Shammai says that the zach itself is roi for that shimush. It's mamish not. It wasn't designed. It wasn't even part of a regular chair. It was designed by from where it can't be used, but it has that usage inherent in its tzur, in its mivne. So Shammai holds that tzmetame. Beshammai gets from that al koponim when it was built lekach, so it retains its status of that cheftz of a kli. And Beisil says that also not. There's a shvir on that. Lechayrit, the two parts of the Mishnah, are one hemshich hadvar. Mishnah hey. Kisei. You have four pieces of wood. Then mechubarim zeh lazeh. And you have flat boards that make up the moishav of the chair. and that's what he sits down on. Shaloi hayu chipuya of yaitzin. The pieces, the boards that are on the mizgeret of the four legs, and then there's the boards that sit, that person sits on, vinitlu, the flat part, the boards that are on top of the four legs, of the frame, the part that's made for sitting was taken off, so now you can't sit on it, right? Tame, why? Because it's not anymore a chair, you can't sit on it, it has four legs, it has the framework of a chair, but it doesn't have the moshav of a chair, so what makes it into a chair? The framework of the four legs could be put on the side. You see people do this. They take a chair and they turn it over, Tisha B'Av, and you have to sit on the ground. They turn it over and you could sit on the... Masha Enkin, if you'd have a framework where the flat part of the sitting part sticks over the sides of the framework, so there, it's bechlal not oimid, the framework to be sitting, because you can't turn it over on its side, because the piece is going to be boiled, and you're not going to be able to sit down properly. So there, it's not oimid lekach, so therefore it doesn't retain its status as a chair. So that's why the Mishnah says, dafka, where the moishav is not boiled from the framework of the four legs together, that's where it will be metameh.